welcome back to another Vertical Families. Debbie, excited to be here today?
I am. This one's going to be a little lighter and more fun, I hope.
I really don't have much information on today's. You said I came up with this topic. I don't remember doing that.
I don't remember seeing it on the list. It just showed up in How About We Do This One.
It did. I think someone else may have got access to our list.
Well, you said you showed the list to several people, so maybe someone suggested it.
That, or I just gave my computer, so they were just looking over an Excel spreadsheet I had. Maybe they just typed it in and
there
somehow.
There you go. Somehow it showed up, so we're going to do it.
It did. We're looking at healthy family habits.
I like this idea.
Yeah?
Do you know how long it takes to develop a habit?
I've heard several things. 3 months, 21 days. Well, what are you going to tell me?
The old rule of thumb was 21 days.
Okay.
3 weeks and you've got a habit.
Yeah.
New research shows it is more like 66 days.
Okay.
And can take up to 254 days.
Hmm.
So I guess it depends on how unnatural the habit is to you, or it can take almost a year.
Yeah, for me, I know it's longer than 3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks never worked for me either.
Yeah. I got into working out a few years ago, and I kept trying before that, and I would get 3 or 4 weeks in, sometimes going to a gym, and I would still just kind of fall off.
Mm-hmm.
But it took, when I got myself committed for about a year, then I finally stayed committed to it.
So I think we're talking about these habits. We're going to dig in today, but I think we all need to go in understanding that we can make the resolve. We can decide to be intentional, but it's not going to happen in even 3 weeks.
No. And I think sometimes we try to get too many habits to change,
yes,
right? So I'm going to, like New Year's resolutions, I come up with 15 different ones for every area of my life.
Well, there's failure right there.
You're not going to make it out of January. But then also see that small things, like small habits, can make a big impact.
Yes.
Right? And the sooner you kind of figure that out, the better it's going to be in the long run.
Well, that's the sweet thing about habits. It's the nature of a habit, that thing you do over and over, and it just becomes part of your routine. You just do it.
Yeah.
That's what sets you up for your normal.
It is. Normal and success. John Maxwell said the secret to your success is found in your daily routine.
There you go.
So, yeah.
So let's talk about these routines.
That's true. Let's talk about it. let's see here. So, you know, when I was thinking about it, though, that, and you and I talked a little bit this morning about it, is that you're really setting your kids up for success in life if you start developing these habits early on. Like if they're learning to live a disciplined life.
Right.
A routine. That helps them when they go to college or get a job or when they get married or have kids of their own. They've already developed habits.
Yeah. Some people are just naturally born organizers, mm-hmm, or they're not.
Yeah.
And things just get strewn all over the place,
yeah,
and they can't ever find them. But it's these habits, those things you instill in the kids that are the day in and the day out, I think that do set them up for success.
Yeah.
And so we might want to look at that today.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start by thinking about what our lives look like right now before we decide if we even need to, like, do we need this podcast? Do we need to talk about habits?
Maybe, yeah.
So I would encourage our listeners, we'll break a few down.
Okay.
First, think about your morning habits. What does it look like in your home first thing in the morning when everybody gets up? Are you checking your phone first thing when you wake up? Is the atmosphere in your house rushed?
Yeah, chaotic.
And frenzied,
yep,
and chaotic? Is everybody doing their own thing? Or is there conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Are spiritual disciplines a priority in the morning? Or are we all just running off, doing our own thing, hurry, scurry, out the door we go?
Yeah.
So right there, as you think about your morning, is it possible that morning routines could use a few new good habits?
Because it really sets your day off, how it's going to go,
yes,
right? It sets the trajectory for it. So if you're putting your kids on the bus or drop them off at school and it's been just a chaotic morning,
mm-hmm,
and they didn't get breakfast, or you're trying to throw a Pop-Tart out the window as they're running into the school or onto the bus, and then all of a sudden you're seeing your kids and they have a test at 8:30 that morning, you know, where's their mind at? You know?
Yeah, they're not ready for the test. Their mind, their stomach is not ready.
Yeah.
And what kind of shape are you in,
yeah,
as you pull away from the school and you head off to work,
yeah,
or
emotionally,
wherever you're going?
Spiritually,
yeah,
you know, where are you at if that's what your morning looked like?
Yeah.
And, yeah. But, you know, before you start the morning, some of that starts the night before.
That's true.
Right?
Where are we beginning? The night before,
the night
or the
before,
first thing that morning? Yeah.
To make sure we're ready for that morning. And for us growing up, we found when our lives, we had the best habits is we're laying clothes out the night before.
I was just thinking, I remember when your girls were little.
Yeah.
And especially like on Saturday evening, we'd be up for a weekend and all their outfits for Sunday were laid across a rocking chair.
Yeah.
The night before, so that when they got up the next morning, they didn't have to go looking through closets or drawers for tights or,
right,
or any of that kind of stuff. It was all right there.
You know why we did that?
Why?
We had some chaotic mornings where you couldn't find tights and you couldn't find the sock. So
That's true. I do the same thing. Like, there are certain things I do every night before I go to bed just because I want them done, or their preparation for the morning. I don't have to get up looking for something in the morning. It's there where I need it.
It just gives you a freedom in the morning to be able to have a quiet time, to sit down for breakfast, or whatever your morning routine looks like. I listen to this podcast. I'd recommend this podcast. Don't listen to it with kids in the car. So the guy's name's Jocko. He's a retired Navy SEAL. Have you heard of him?
My other son-in-law, and my grandson listened to him. Yes.
Yep. He's wrote some books, but his kind of first big thing, his book that came out, was this thought of discipline equals freedom. And so he kind of coined that phrase, that discipline equals freedom. And so his whole, this is a short read, easy book. It's probably why I got into it. And so he's talking about, hey, the more discipline you are, the more freedom you're going to have later in life. So whether that's financial or your daily routine, or even things like health, like if you're disciplined to work out and stuff, that gives you, should give you more freedom to be healthier as you get older. And so that mindset, this is really beneficial when we start looking at these things.
Well, I'll tell you, as you bring that book up, I do think of Logan, who's 17.
Yeah.
And he's read that book. And we just laugh because Don and I will go spend a week with him every 3 or 4 months. And he has totally, after reading that book and doing some things, he's totally bought into the this discipline is good for me kind of thing. And he will set his alarm and get up at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning, work out. He's got most of his schoolwork done before the other kids are even up out of bed. And we laugh because we refer to that now as Navy SEAL Logan.
Right.
And once in a while, when he takes a day off, he becomes Pop-Tart Logan.
Yeah.
So it does. I see the difference it's made in his just his daily life and mindset. And that is setting him up for success later on.
Yeah. Because he's going to show up at work, be there early, be ready to go and get more work done before most people even get out of bed.
Yeah.
So it's, Yeah, okay, so mornings, what does that look like? You had some other things to sit to look at?
Meal time, we'll just walk through a couple of these moments in a day. Think about your meal time.
Yeah.
Could it use some infusion of good habits? How often does your family eat together?
Yeah. Does eating in the car at the drive-through McDonald's count?
I don't think so. Okay. I think it needs to be like in a chair around the table. But I guess you take what you can get. Is there meaningful conversation around your table? Are there some open-ended questions where kids can talk and answer and kind of reveal what's going on in their lives? Do you invite guests and neighbors in?
Yeah.
Like, or is mealtime this grabbing a Pop-Tart and everybody goes in an opposite direction, or one's sitting at the table and one's sitting at the TV and one's out on the deck, or like not coming together?
Yeah, mealtime's important, right? I mean, that's a time where you can sit around and ask about the day
There's so much research and evidence about it, but mealtime is sweet. It's everybody gathered together. You've got some good food in front of you, hopefully.
Yeah. Yep.
But a chance just to talk and catch up. What's been going on in life? What are you wrestling with? What's coming up that we can be encouraging you about or praying about? And just knowing the details of the family members' lives.
Yeah, so that's a good area to evaluate.
Discipline. We had an episode a couple weeks back, dealt a little bit with discipline, but are you barking orders from across the room and never getting up to follow through? Are you reacting in the moment?
Yeah.
Are you disciplining your child out of a hope for behavior modification? Or is it to align their heart more with Christ and grow them in Christ-likeness? Do you have a habit of maybe praying, a very short little prayer, but a prayer for wisdom before you reach out in that discipline? Or are you just, do you just come up with whatever pops out of your, a grounding or nose in the corner or whatever it is?
This next one's a big one, too.
This next one is a huge one, this affects families a lot. But I think we all need to think about having some good, healthy habits around screen time.
Yeah.
So evaluate your family's screen time. Is screen time something that brings your family together? Or is everybody going off in their own little individual corners?
This is a tough one. Right, both for the parents maybe being on the screen on your phone too much or on your computer, but then also, how much screen time is your child having, and is that a healthy habit?
And as we're talking, this is healthy family habits.
Right.
So it's easy for us parents or grandparents to sit and look at the kids and be answering these questions like, I wish my kid wasn't on the screen this much or this wasn't going on. But we need to be assessing the whole family because, we've said the kids learn from observation.
They do.
If you're on the phone all the time or on the screen all the time, to them that's normal.
Yeah.
Because you're doing it too. So we need to be asking ourselves, do we have boundaries and guidelines in place, or are we just letting everybody decide? Are the parents curating not just the amount of time and the location, but what the kids are seeing on those screens?
Yeah.
Or do they just have the freedom to see whatever they want to see?
This would be a good one to do an episode on at some point.
It's huge.
Yeah.
The screen thing.
You know what I've noticed, though, in the last maybe just a couple years is that you'll see now, though, where it used to be you would see the kids or teenagers on their phone and the adults were talking. But now a lot of times when you go out to dinner, even in my own personal experience, you'll see the adults sitting around on their phones, and you can look and see that the kids aren't.
I've noticed the same thing. This was several years ago. Don and I were in Gatlinburg, and we have this favorite little pancake restaurant. Mm-hmm. And we had gone there for breakfast, and we both kind of sat and marveled. There's this family, grandparents, parents, children, generations, and the opportunity for those multiple generations sitting around the table to be conversing.
Yeah.
And they were all on screens, except the grandparents. Years later now, recently, it's all of them.
Yeah.
No one's screen-free.
Nope.
And we're losing so much potential for relationship building and mentoring and discipleship because we're locked into those screens.
Yeah. I look forward to having an episode on that. But for now, put your phones down.
We'll move on.
Family devotions.
So if we have them,
yeah,
what do they look like? Are we even setting time apart in our family routine, our day in and day out to have them? What do they look like if we have them? Are all members of the family engaging? Are they engaged or... We kind of talked this one several weeks ago about engaging the young children around the Bible. But is that part of our habit? Is church membership, or not even membership, attendance? Are we regularly attending with our kids and having them in that atmosphere? So these are some things as we each think about them and we look at our daily lives and we go, oh, no. Mornings are a mess for me, or screen time is a mess for our family. Then this is where we should start. And like you said, we need to start in just one area.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're setting ourselves up for failure.
Yeah, if you try to fix all this tomorrow, right, your kids are going to be miserable.
Fix one, wait 200, and what did we say, 254 days, and then try to fix another one.
There may be some ambitious people who can do it in 21 days. But
well, if you think you've got it before that 200, but don't try to put two or three on your plate at one time.
All right, so then you had something just kind of on tapping into the power of habit.
So we talked about kind of assessing our families. Mm-hmm. What kind of shape are we in and where do we need the habits? But there are some things that healthy families do together. And one of them is they play together on purpose.
Yeah, that's good.
They make time to just play. They call time out in the busy of work. And I think your family does an amazing job at this.
Yeah.
Just looking at the schedules and going, we need a time out. We need time for the five of us to just go play.
But it happens out of really having like a healthy routine. Mm-hmm. Right? It doesn't happen by accident.
Right.
Because we would stay busy all the time by accident. It has to be something as bad as it sounds, we have to schedule our playtime.
All of this takes intentionality. Yeah. It doesn't just happen. Mm-hmm. And so, if it's a family that's looking and going, we just never spend time together. We never play together. Maybe it's scheduling a picnic on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Or, every second Saturday morning, we're going to go play. I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to go play. And maybe a different family member picks the play thing each month. So that there's roller skating and kite flying or whatever.
Yeah. Well, time goes so quick.
I know.
That's one. So we decided this year we're going to get away a lot. We're going to do a lot because we're going to have an 18-year-old. Mm-hmm. It's like, it felt like I just brought her home from the hospital.
I know. Now
she's 18. And so it's like, we're going to make the most of this year.
Well, that's the same vein. We, for years, wanted to do a family vacation, all of us.
Mm-hmm. I look forward to that every other year. Can you see eyes rolling?
I saw those eyes rolling. But for years, we kept putting it off because there was always someone expecting a baby.
Right.
Or someone with a newborn. And finally, Don looked at me one year. He goes, if we don't do this now, we're never going to do it because we're already looking at Emma and Logan. It's not too many years till they're out of high school. And they won't be able to necessarily if they're in college or they have a job where they can't get away. And so it is that intention. It's like, okay, we're scheduling this. We're just doing it.
I look forward to our family vacations.
I know you do. I bet you've got a countdown already going.
Hey, if we're honest, I'm probably one of the drivers in the family to make this happen. I'm constantly saying, when's the date? When are we doing
this? You are.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
You even like the place where we go.
I like any place, as long as you're there.
Yeah.
All right, so play together.
So they play together. They forgive each other.
Yeah.
We talked about authentic apologies a couple episodes ago, but healthy families make reconciliation a priority.
Yeah.
They don't let days and days go by where two siblings are not talking to one another.
Yeah.
And they just, there's some kind of policy or habit in their house
yeah.
where they take care of things.
Yep.
And they celebrate growth together. So driver's license, you got an A on that test.
Yeah.
You made the team. You won the election, whatever it is. They learn to truly, genuinely be happy for one another and celebrate. And I think that instills in them that sense of God created us all uniquely and we're not all gifted the same.
Yeah, I think that's important.
Yeah.
Even, you know, I was talking to a little, probably third or fourth grader this week, actually several of them, because we have an after-school program at my church, and they had a spelling bee, and they all got different places in it. But, you know, even the ones that didn't place first, they were so proud of themselves mm-hmm. for getting on the stage.
But they, yeah.
And, you know, they just wanted to celebrate that. And so as a family knows that, things like that, are you celebrating that with your
kids? Yeah, just find some way. And, I mean, it can just be, I mean, we can have some silly, crazy celebrations and recognitions, but I know there's families that have that special plate, like you are special or it's your day and you get it out
yeah.
when you make the team or the report card comes out. But it could be as silly as, you know, going to get an ice cream cone
mm-hmm.
when something happens, or maybe you make some construction paper ribbon they wear all day when
yeah.
they're little, or, but some way where you're letting each other know, this is a celebration. I'm happy. I'm truly happy for
yeah,
you.
That's good.
They extend grace to one another.
Mm-hmm.
So not holding each other to that standard of perfection, and you'll
yeah.
always do things the way I want them done, but I can give you grace that
yeah.
you messed up and spilled ink on my
yep.
shirt or whatever it is.
Yep. Then you have pray together.
Praying together. Our audience is Christian families, and mm-hmm. you know, we'd all say we think we need to pray together.
Yeah.
But sometimes in a family, that's hard to do. It can feel kind of awkward and uncomfortable, other than the bowing your head before dinner
right.
kind of thing. And everybody takes their turn to do that. But to meet at other times for prayer. But I think it's important that families work through that awkwardness
mm-hmm.
and try to set up a habit of prayer consistent, and that everybody participates, just to set up that culture and to let everybody know they're valued.
Yeah.
Because they've been invited to pray too. You can't,
yep.
you know, you're not. Because you're four, you're
right.
just going to sit there and listen. But it also helps that family come together around their needs and concerns
yeah.
when they can share them with each other and pray for each other over them.
Yeah, that's good. And you mentioned attend church together, which
we talked about that.
Yeah,
one, yeah,
we did. But this is good to get in that habit of it, right? On Sunday morning, we go to church and we start getting ready Saturday night for Sunday morning church.
Yes, that's the family expectation,
yeah.
the habit of this healthy family. We all attend. Everyone's expected
yeah.
to attend.
We're going to go and worship together. And
that, yeah. you know, there's so much conversation and discussion and research about we lose the kids when they hit high school or college. But one thing's for sure, periodic church attendance is a pretty strong indicator that they are not going to continue with church attendance
yeah.
as adults. So we want to make sure that's a habit for our family. And then know that that worship isn't just for church.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy families worship together at home.
Yeah.
Whether it's prayer, Bible reading, singing together,
yeah.
whatever aspect of worship it is, it's a life thing, not just a church
mm-hmm.
thing.
Then you mentioned growing God's word together.
And this all rolls the worship, the prayer,
yeah.
we're growing. I think it's easy for many families to squeeze that time, that spiritual discipline, that time with God out in the busyness.
Yeah, that's what gets cut out usually,
yes,
right?
It's that's like... what, you know. My hours are gone. It's time for bed. I'm
yeah.
too tired, and I've gone through the day, and we haven't done this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe that's the first habit a family tries
yeah.
to institute in if they're wanting to build healthy family habits,
mm-hmm.
is to get some time in for discussion around reading and discussion of God's word, prayer,
yeah.
a devotion kind of thing. The spending time together, we kind of talked about that with playtime,
mm-hmm.
but it's not just playtime. We need to make sure we're together around the dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
We're together watching a TV show
yeah.
instead of all off on our screens, but intentional about spending some time together, not just off in our individual worlds.
Yeah. Then you mentioned celebrating traditions.
So I love traditions.
Yeah.
You probably know that.
I'm aware. Yeah.
I'm
you love traditions and then getting a photo when we're all together.
I know. We haven't got one of those in a really long time.
You have a lot of grandkids, so it's a lot of us to get together.
It's kind of hard to get those pictures, isn't it? Traditions, I love this definition. I don't even know where I heard it. But they're like the super glue
mm-hmm.
for families. They kind of hold those families together. And so I think it's good for the grandparents, the parents, to periodically assess, you know, do we have traditions that we observe in this family?
Yeah.
And, you know, are these good ones? Or is it just something we've done because my mom did it and her mom did it, and it really doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of those and institute some healthy family habits. They help your kids, the family members, feel part of the family. Yeah. And oftentimes, your traditions can also be pointers to Christ. So you want to look at those because it's the repeated memories mm-hmm. that come back over and over and kind of help you know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an important habit to have.
Yeah. So I'm always looking for traditions.
Okay, I know.
You come
I'm
up
aware.
With any more, you share them with
okay.
me.
Okay. Probably not.
On the other hand, while traditions are the super glue and they are fabulous, there's something about spontaneity
yeah.
that's also a really good, healthy family habit. Mm-hmm. There's just something about surprises.
There is.
Somebody just surprises you and says, we're going here or we're going to do that. It's good
it
to
is.
Go off script once in a while and just have a little freedom and fun and not
always
go into that rut.
Right.
I'm digging that rut there.
I agree.
Yeah.
The habits are important to have, but there are times when you just need to go out for ice cream.
Yes. Let's just go.
Go putt-putt golfing or something. Right?
Whatever it is.
Yep, I agree. Well, this has been, I think, practical, but good today to think through.
A little lighter.
Lighter, definitely
than
lighter.
Some of the recent episodes.
Yeah.
But I do think a good thing
yeah.
for our families to step back and think about, do we have healthy habits and do we have some areas where we need to maybe institute one at a time?
Yeah. This has been good.
Good.
Anything else?
I don't think so,
right.
other than just remember those habits are what create your norm. So if you want a nice, calm norm,
right.
you might want some good habits.
Yep, may want to start the night before.
So. Okay.
All right, thanks for joining us.